I think manifestation culture sometimes creates the illusion that if people do everything right, life will unfold perfectly. But life is still unpredictable. And honestly, I think spiritual maturity is learning how to co-create with life instead of trying to dominate it, listening to intuition, taking aligned action, remaining open, trusting yourself enough to adapt, because the people who feel most magnetic are often the people gripping life the least tightly. Honestly, the older I get, the more I think manifestation is less about getting things and more about relationship. One, your relationship with yourself, right? Your relationship with worthiness, with trust, your relationship with possibility. Because people who feel disconnected from themselves often struggle to feel safe receiving anything at all. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today I want to talk about manifestation. A word we love, but I think a lot of people are becoming a little disheartened because maybe they feel like they haven't manifested what they've been trying to manifest, or disillusioned with manifestation culture. Maybe they are still just holding on to hope, but they're like, why in the world? I'm doing all the things right, but it's not happening. What in the world? The pressure to constantly stay high vibe, or the idea that every difficult experience is somehow your fault because you attracted it. That obsession with optimization, also disguised as spirituality. And at the same time, yeah, I do believe in manifestation. But some of what is being said out there just made me feel like I need to create this episode. Because, yes, of course, mindset matters, belief matters, honestly, identity matters, the nervous system matters, and we've been doing a lot of episodes on that lately. And the way that we see ourselves absolutely impacts the way we move through life. And I am not a manifestation expert or queen of it. I have manifested some great things in my life, and I have yet to align truly with some other things I really want to manifest. There's this knowing it will happen, and also maybe not always in the way we envision. Yeah, manifestation is real, but not in this oversimplified way that people might often talk about it. You know, maybe it's less about controlling the universe and more about the relationship between belief, self-concept, emotional safety, energy, and the choices that we repeatedly make over time, including our habits or just how we choose to show up daily. Because humans don't just create from conscious desire, they create from subconscious expectation as well. And honestly, I think manifestation becomes much healthier when we stop treating spirituality like a vending machine and start approaching it with more nuance and just true embodiment, truly understanding it, emotional honesty, and being grounded at the same time, enjoying being human, not needing to be perfect or high vibe all the time. And I just want to explore the possibility that manifestation may actually work very differently than we think. So I think manifestation became distorted once spirituality merged with hustle culture online, and I feel like I saw a lot of the start of that. Well, I'm sure it's been happening for a long time, but I remember when Instagram started, and also when I started getting into it, plus also listening to a lot of hustle culture gurus, and suddenly manifestation turned into heal faster, optimize harder, never doubt yourself, never feel a negative emotions, attract everything instantly. And yeah, I think a lot of us are beyond that now, but that was exhausting, right? And if some people still hear that, that feels exhausting because we're human, we're emotional beings. We experience grief and fear and sadness, heartbreak, uncertainty, insecurity, difficult seasons. That doesn't make someone spiritually low vibe or have a low vibration. It just makes them human, period. Amen. End of story. I'm off. No, but I think one of the most harmful parts of this culture is how much self-blame it can create. People start believing, if my life isn't perfect, I must be manifesting badly. But life is more nuanced than that. Timing matters, trauma matters, privilege matters. mental health matters, the nervous system matters. And honestly, true spirituality should create more self-compassion, not more anxiety about every thought you think. And I have been there when I was like really trying to manifest certain things. At the same time though, I do think there's truth underneath manifestation conversations, because the way we see ourselves impacts what we pursue and tolerate and believe that we deserve and feel safe receiving. So maybe manifestation is less about magically controlling reality and more about how belief and identity shape the way we participate in life itself. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it feels like such a gentle reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Life really is a journey. Some days feel expansive and light, and other days can feel heavy and uncertain. And I think sometimes when something is weighing on us, it's easy to believe we're supposed to figure it all out on our own. But the truth is that no one has all the answers. Having someone with you, someone who can listen and understand and support you without judgment, can make such a difference. If you've been feeling overwhelmed or stuck or anxious or just a little off lately, this could be a really beautiful time to check in with yourself and to ask, where am I right now? And what kind of support might actually help me feel more grounded? BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who follow a strict code of conduct, and they make the process of getting started really simple. You fill out a short questionnaire so they can match you with someone who aligns with your needs, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time. With over 30,000 therapists and millions of people served, it's a space designed to help you feel supported on your path. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Honestly, I think the nervous system is one of the missing pieces in manifestation conversations, because people can consciously want something while subconsciously feeling unsafe receiving it. Someone may deeply want love, but intimacy feels threatening because of past hurt. Someone may want success, but visibility feels unsafe. Someone may want abundance, but associates money with stress or instability. So manifestation is not just about desire, it's also about capacity. Can your body actually hold the life that you're asking for? Because humans often recreate what feels familiar emotionally, even when that familiarity is unhealthy. And I think this is why healing changes people's lives over time. Not because they suddenly become magically high vibration, but because their boundaries, their patterns, choices, and self-worth begin shifting. Their external life starts reflecting those internal changes. And I also think this explains why desperation tends to block alignment, because desperation usually comes from survival energy. I need this to happen or I won't be okay. That energy creates fear, attachment, and control, whereas groundedness, it creates openness. And honestly, the most magnetic people are usually not the people obsessively trying to manifest everything perfectly. They're the people who feel connected to themselves. They are present, they're authentic, they're self-trusting, they know themselves, and they're not afraid to take chances. One of the most fascinating parts of manifestation to me is self-concept, because humans don't just pursue what they desire, they pursue what feels believable. If someone deeply believes they are unlovable, they may unconsciously choose relationships that reinforce that belief. If someone believes success will disconnect them from others, they may sabotage opportunities without realizing it, because the subconscious mind constantly tries to keep people emotionally consistent with their identity, even when that identity is limiting. And honestly, I think healing often involves grieving old versions of yourself. The people pleaser, the perfectionist, the hyper-independent version of you. The version that expected rejection or instability. Growth can feel uncomfortable because you're no longer emotionally relating to life in the same way. And honestly, I think manifestation becomes healthier when it shifts away from how do I force reality to give me what I want? And it instead becomes, who am I becoming through the way I live, think, love, and relate to myself? Because maybe manifestation is less about controlling the universe and more about becoming someone capable of participating more fully in the life that's already trying to meet you halfway. I think one of the biggest misunderstandings about manifestation is the belief that humans can completely control reality if they just master their mindset enough. And honestly, I don't think life works that way because there's a difference between alignment and control. Control says, I need this exact outcome to happen or I won't be okay. And alignment says, I'm going to move toward what feels true, grounded, and aligned while remaining open to how life unfolds. And I think surrender is one of the hardest spiritual lessons for humans. Not giving up, not becoming passive, but releasing the illusion that we can micromanage every detail of existence. Because sometimes rejection redirects us. Sometimes timing matters. Sometimes endings protect us. Sometimes life unfolds differently than expected for reasons we only understand later. And I think manifestation culture sometimes creates the illusion that if people do everything right, life will unfold perfectly. But life is still unpredictable. And honestly, I think spiritual maturity is learning how to co-create with life instead of trying to dominate it. Listening to intuition. Taking aligned action, remaining open, trusting yourself enough to adapt, because the people who feel most magnetic are often the people gripping life the least tightly. Honestly, the older I get, the more I think manifestation is less about getting things and more about relationship. One, your relationship with yourself, right? Your relationship with worthiness, with trust, your relationship with possibility, because people who feel disconnected from themselves often struggle to feel safe receiving anything at all. Love feels unsafe. Rest feels unsafe. Success feels unsafe. Even joy can feel unfamiliar, and I think healing slowly changes that relationship over time. People stop abandoning themselves for validation. They stop chasing as much. They stop trying to control every outcome, and honestly, that shift changes people energetically in a way that others can feel. People soften, become more authentic, more emotionally present, more open to connection and opportunity, not because life suddenly becomes perfect, but because they are no longer fighting themselves internally all the time. And maybe that's the deeper magic. Maybe manifestation isn't about becoming spiritually superior or endlessly positive. Maybe it's about becoming more connected to yourself, more emotionally honest, and more open to participating fully in your life. So, what if manifestation actually works differently than we think? What if it's less about perfectly controlling reality and more about identity, emotional safety, self-concept, energy, openness, and the way we repeatedly show up in our lives? Because honestly, I think humans are most magnetic when they're grounded in themselves. Not perfectly healed, not constantly high vibe, not endlessly optimizing, just real. And maybe that's the shift happening collectively right now too. People are becoming less interested in performative anyone, spirituality especially, and more interested in embodiment and authenticity, nervous system peace, and emotional honesty. And honestly, I think that's a much healthier relationship with spirituality. So if you've been feeling disillusioned with manifestation culture lately, maybe you're not becoming less spiritual. Maybe your just understanding of spirituality is simply maturing. It's evolving. Anyway, with all that being said, I'd love to connect with you on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra. That's RaquelMantra. Tune in Monday for another Magic Monday episode on the nervous system again for Mental Health Awareness Month. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.